Blog Talk Radio.
Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. You're listening to thinkbigradio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. We'd like to thank you all for your continued support and spreading the word about thinkbigradio.com. Have you spread the word today?
Hello, my name is Felton Wooten, and I'm the creator of the Quality of Life series and Aging Gracefully. Again, I've been a nursing home administrator for over 40 years, and my passion is to especially help people understand how to navigate the whole journey of aging and also introduce strategies so that we can age gracefully. And we have our second part in the series regarding the milk plan. And we have Kevin McCants. And Kevin, are you with us tonight?
I am. Felton, great. How are you tonight?
I'm doing wonderful. So, Kevin, last week we kicked off an introduction to your solution to our healthcare dilemma, called the Milk Plan, the single-payer universal health care plan for all. This week we're going to take a deeper dive into some of the details of the Milk Plan so our listening audience can get a feel of how it will work. What should we expect from this session and beyond, Kevin?
Oh, Felton, what a wonderful lead-off question. Well, tonight, I tell you, I'm so excited because, as you know, we have taken the liberties to bring on board with us tonight a special guest. And I'm really excited about this, Felton. And I got to tell you, I appreciate you and all of your team at Think Big Radio for just giving us the opportunity again to share this message. But we have asked one of our members to come on board, one of the members of our ministry to come on board, one of our seniors in particular, because tonight we're going to be talking about how the milk plan single-payer model applies to seniors. And then going forward, we're going to talk about how the milk plan single-payer universal coverage for all model, how it affects those who work a job. How would it affect those individuals? One of the things that we've been so excited about with this solution approach to our healthcare dilemma is that it creates a win-win for all of our nation's citizens, whether they are wealthy, not wealthy, whether they have pre-existing conditions or whether they are well-bodied or, you know, with no health issues at all, whether they are elderly, whether they are young, it's a win-win for all. And we are so excited about that. So tonight we're going to have a special guest to talk to us about some of the specifics of the milk plan, in particular, the OMER component. You recall, Felton, on last week we spoke a little bit about the OMER 401k plan, which is a critical, critical aspect of the milk plan single-payer model. And this guest that we have will be able to talk to that very point with regard to the OMER and some of the pieces behind it and just the whole nine yards. And I think it's going to make for a truly wonderful, wonderful discussion, and it'll help the listening audience to appreciate what this solution to our healthcare dilemma will bring and how it will benefit their individual households.
Well, that is great. Yes, and I do. The OMER discussion last night was truly extraordinary. So I would like to ask you to introduce our special guest, which is Mother McCants, to our listening audience.
Absolutely. It'll be my pleasure. So our special guest tonight is Georgia G. McCants. She was the wife to the late John H. McCants Sr. for over 55 years. They were married. She is a mother of five, a grandmother of 10, a great-grandmother of 13, and God has really gifted her to serve in multiple capacities, in cosmetology as a beautician, in education as a secretary, in law enforcement as a sting operations resource officer, a 911 operations supervisor, a communications supervisor and central control manager. She has retired from her secular service to society with a combined, get this, 40-plus years of service, and now works full-time in the kingdom of God, as we tend to say, where though she has been a member of the Most Pure Heart of Mary Catholic Church over 50 years, she is also a member of Milk Ministries Church on the Line and has been now for 7 years. She serves as communications moderator for Milk Ministries Church on the Line. She ensures live feed connection of its online membership across 5 states. Additionally, she serves as prayer confessions leader and coordinates prayer and praise Wednesday and Friday mornings. Ladies and gentlemen, Mrs. Georgia G. McCants, believe it or not, is 78 years of age and still going strong. We are excited to present to you, ladies and gentlemen, Mrs. Georgia Gamble McCants. I tell you, we are so excited to have you, Mother McCants. If you can just come on and just give our listening audience, and one of the things that we're going to ask you to do, Mother McCants, is to just share with the listening audience, if you will, just in your own words. We were talking with them last week extensively about this health care solution that we've put in place, and a featured component of this solution is the OMER 401k plan. Now, that's how we're going to implement it going forward. And it was derived from the OMER system that you've been a part of in Milk Ministries over the past 7 years. So if you would, in your own words, share with our listening audience what you have gotten out of this OMER system. How does it work? Help them to get an appreciation for that piece and help them to just sort of understand how all of the pieces fit together. We are in your hands.
Thank you, Kevin. And I just want to thank Mr. Felton for allowing me to be here tonight to give some viewpoints in regards to OMERS. In regards to OMERS, you know, I tell you, when I get to talking about OMERS, first of all, let me give my God all the praise and all the glory and all the honor for allowing me to be a part of this OMER, 401k OMER plan and the OMER system, but also being a part of the solution to the nation's health dilemma. First of all, I have been receiving OMERS weekly. I did not say every 2 weeks. I did not say monthly. I did not say once a year when income taxes are available and being distributed. I said weekly. I have been receiving OMERS income for 7 years. Starting the week of August the 10th, 2010, that I have been a part of this OMERS system. And I thank my God for it. The biggest thing that I can say that I am so grateful for in regards to being a part of the OMERS system and receiving weekly checks. But I could not have done that without participating in what we call the Wholeness Index Assessment. I call it my Bible, because I live by the Wholeness Index Assessment. And without that Wholeness Index Assessment, I would not have been able to accrue OMERS that has amounted in five figures. Because without the Wholeness Index Assessment, I would not know how to use the OMERS that I receive weekly. I would not know how to put first things, and I'm going to give you one example that means everything to me. On February the 1st of this year, my husband transitioned. He passed away. And I tell you, when I met with the funeral home director and began to make the arrangements for my husband, I was able to look the funeral director straight in the eye to let him know that I wanted to pay for my husband's funeral arrangements up front. I know that he was sort of stunned with that. I had insurances, but I did not want to have to wait for the insurance to pay me before I was paid for my husband's funeral arrangements. Simply because of that Wholeness Index that I was telling you about, which teaches me to owe no man but to love him. And I tell you, I'm very, very stricken about debt, because I have been in debt practically all my life. But 7 years ago, I began to learn how to get out of debt and how to remain out of debt. Make a long story short, I was able, that's the first withdrawal that I ever made from my OMER, and I call it my OMER savings. And I withdrew $8,000 from my OMER savings. to pay for my husband's funeral arrangements. I tell you, just to be able to sit at that table and to do that, and it was all from the weekly omers that I have been receiving and never made a withdrawal up until February of 2017. But you know, that was only for a short period of time, because once my husband's insurance paid their obligation to me, I was able to deposit that $8,000 right back into my OMA savings. Not only that, I was able to pay my husband's last tithe, his last tithe to his church. You see, he also received OMERS up until his demise. Oh, I tell you, I could go on and on and on. But the OMERS, I tell you, I have received 360 OMER checks since I've been a part of this ministry. 360. And looking for check number 361 as of tomorrow. When I tell people, I don't know what it is to be broke. I'm not boasting about it. I'm just simply telling the truth. That's why I know, without a doubt, that this OMER 401k plan is the solution to the nation's health dilemma.
Now,
I am a living example. Go ahead, Mr. Kevin.
Now, Mother McCants, I tell you, you've said such a mouthful, and I want to just so that our listening audience can gain a little bit of an appreciation for much of what you're talking about. Felton, this is what we were sharing on last week when I said that we completed a 7-year proof of concept of how to make our health care dilemma affordable. This is the avenue that we're talking about. The OMER 401k plan, which would be forthcoming. What Mother McCants is referring to is the OMER system, which is a faith-based model that we use. The OMER 401k plan will be modeled after the OMER system that we use.
Yes.
So we want to be very clear, because it will take legislation to approve the OMER 401k plan. But the OMER system that we use is a faith-based model that is designed specifically to ensure no lack among the people of God. So that's why we're so excited. And the things that Mother McCants has shared and some of the pieces that I'm excited about her elaborating on even more is specifically what are some of those things that she has to do, what is required of her, because a lot of times when you start hearing things of this nature, the first thing people start thinking is, well, this must be some kind of scheme, some kind of multi-level something or other. No, it's not at all anything like that. So we're going to ask Mother McCants to just maybe share with the listening audience, what is it that you had to do in order to be eligible to receive these weekly OMER checks that you are referencing now?
Thank you, Kevin. First of all, if you all recall, I got talking about the Wholeness Index Assessment, and I said that I live by this Wholeness Index Assessment. I tell you, it's my Bible. It is my Bible. I am a tither. I am a tither. As you know, as Pastor Kevin was telling you, reading to you, I'm Catholic. And I'll always be Catholic. Still, I've been a member over 50-some years. That's where I got my foundation from. And without a good foundation, I can't stand. My foundation will not stand. In my Catholic faith, we stresses not tithing, but offerings, offerings. When I became a part of Milk Ministries, Church on the Line, I began to really get an appreciation for my Catholic religion, because I could see I wasn't too far off base, wasn't too far off base. But I became a tither into Milk Ministry, and I had to learn the difference between a tithe, a seed, and an offering. And as I began to learn those things, I could appreciate with my Catholic religion why always indoctrinate us with offerings, offerings. I had no idea, no concept in regards to the tithe going back out to the people. I was on what you call a probation period for 3 months, for 3 months, whereas my tithe never went into the storehouse until after that 3 month probation period was over, which you all relate to it as probation. But after that 3 month period, then my tithe went into the storehouse with everybody else's tithe. And then I began to receive, after doing my Wholeness Index, see, this is a procedure, this is a step. And it also will be introduced into this 401k plan, okay? But that's how I got introduced into receiving OMER checks, Now, and been receiving them ever since, weekly. I was receiving them, and I laugh at myself, you know, when I first started through the Pony Express. But now I no longer receive them through the Pony Express. It goes directly to the banks that participates with this OMA system. Right now it's just two. But anyway, my check goes directly to this bank of my choice, which is Wells Fargo. And I tell you, this system has just been, but it's not easy. I earn every penny that I have received, and it's left up to me. It's left up to me because whatever I score on my wholeness index assessment, that's how my weekly check, the amount that I receive, is derived from. So, yes, it's faith-based. Did I answer your question?
No. Mother McCants, this is so good because a typical question that one would ask is, what types of questions are you having to respond to? Are these questions doable? Now, it's very important to know that an OMER system, whether it's a traditional OMER system or whether it's an OMER 401k, what determines what you get out of the pot is based on the values that you embrace of the system that you are in. And most people don't even realize that the United States of America, our democracy, is framed on values. And some of those basic values fall in four categories: health, work, finances, and relationships. Our Constitution frames our laws. Wholeness frames our values. And what are those things that we as a nation value in health? How often do you hear our physicians tell us, eat right, exercise? Well, what do we eat? More fruit, more vegetables, more nuts and whole grains. And what else do? We exercise. We get annual checkups. Those are the things that we value. And guess what? Those are the same things that heightens our health and lowers our health cost. But they are also the same things that you get rewarded for doing each week. And it can be substantiated by the results of your annual health checkup. So I control whether I'm going to exercise. Did I exercise at least 2 or 3 days this week? Yes, I get paid. Did I eat right this week? Fruit, vegetables, nuts, whole grain. I did, 3 days out of the week, I get paid. Finances. The United States of America has values toward finance. What do we value? We pay our bills on time, and we don't spend everything we earn. So did I save money without making a withdrawal? Yes, I did. I get paid. So the OMER system rewards you for strengthening the system that you are a part of.
And Kevin,
so
let me just interject. And this wellness index assessment is quite enlightening. But what I also want our listening audience is to know, I want you to share if they want to get in touch with you later, and then we'll jump back in so that we can hear what are the greatest benefits for seniors. But again, like with me, if you want to get in touch with me, you can go to the website qualityoflifeeldercare.com. But Kevin, if you would share right now, if the listening audience wants to get in touch with you, how they would do that.
Absolutely. So to get in touch with me, and then we're going to also ask Mother McCants to give her contact information as well.
Yes.
But for me, my contact number is area code 615-275-9173. That's my cell phone. You can call me directly. My email address is klmccants, that's mccants, at the milk plan, themilkeplan.org. That's klmccants at themilkplan.org. So that word milk is with an E at the end, okay? So that's how I can be reached. Mother McCants, if you would share your contact number as well as your email address with the listening audience for those who may want to reach out to you, that would be wonderful.
Thank you, Kevin. My landline number, area code 251-456-3988. That's area code 251-456-3988. That's my landline, my home phone. My cell number, same area code, 251-709-1046. 251-709-1046. Email address, G-G-N, the letter N, Dohn, J-O-H-N, at bellsouth.net. That's G-G-N, John, at bellsouth.net.
All right, and thank you so much, and as we're moving towards the last 15 or 20 minutes of our segment, what would you say are the greatest benefits for seniors with the milk plan and the single-payer model?
Now, Mother McCants, let me jump in on that one, Felton, because as you mentioned, our time is drawing rather close. So I want to make sure get the absolute most out of this piece. One of the benefits, and let me address this one just for a moment. One
okay.
of the real benefits for seniors of this milk plan single payer model right now, in fact, we're right in the midst as we speak of the re-enrollment period for Medicare. It's Medicare
mm-hmm.
enrollment period right now as we speak. It started October 15th. Seniors are right now having to decide whether or not they're going to have Medicare Part D for prescription drugs,
mm-hmm.
Medicare A, whether they will have to pay for that or not. What determines whether they will have to pay for Part A has to do with how long they've paid into the system itself. Seniors are having to decide what portions of Medicare will they need? Well, under the milk plan single payer model, that goes away. They don't have to worry about a Medicare Part D because it'll already be covered in the universal coverage plan. They won't have to worry about a Medicare Part A for hospitalization. It'll already be provided for. They won't have to worry about, and certainly won't have to worry about, a Medicare Part C, which is going to pay insurers to provide Medicare Advantage plans. They won't have to worry about that because they will have premiums deducted from their OMER 401k plan that will provide them weekly distribution payouts. So if they can have finances, so now it frees up their Social Security income so that it doesn't have to have Medicare Part A, Part C, Part D deducted. So all of that remains intact in their check. So they can bring home a larger portion of their Social Security benefit. That is a powerful, powerful benefit for seniors. And the reason we will be able to do that is because the milk plan single-payer model will accomplish something, Felton, that the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, nor the Trump plan has been able to address yet. And that is, how do we bring on board young people? Under the milk plan single payer model, 18 year olds are eligible to participate in the OMER 401k plan. That now brings them into the fold, whereby premiums are now deducted from their OMER 401k distribution payout. And we all know that the key to lowering health care costs is to bring all of us into one pool where we have an abundance of younger, healthier, premium-paying participants. That's how we will be able to lower costs, provide better service, ensure that doctors are able to provide the diagnosis, the prescriptive treatments that are needed to get our citizens well. And they will not have to worry about delays in payments because we will use and leverage technology to ensure that they are paid on time and that the quality of the care is measured effectively. So we are most excited, Delta, about this breakthrough in our healthcare solution. It is a win-win for all involved. I'm going to pause right
and
there.
And, Kevin, yeah, we've got a question that has come in, and the question is, not sure how the OMER plan pays out yet. From what source is the income increased?
Okay.
Can you speak to that?
Absolutely, absolutely. So here's what happens. 10% of each person's gross income goes toward the OMER 401k plan contribution. It's no different from a traditional 401k or from a Roth 401k. In a traditional 401k, you make a contribution into your 401k plan, but you do it with pre-tax dollars. Under the OMER 401k, you also make a contribution each pay period into your OMER 401k plan, just like it would be done with a traditional 401k or with a Roth. The difference is the OMER 401k, as with the Roth 401k, those contributions are made with after-tax dollars, not pre-tax dollars. And that is a huge benefit. Because that contribution into the OMER 401k plan is made with after-tax dollars, when you receive your distribution payout, you owe no taxes because the gross of your income was already taxed, unlike the traditional 401k plan. You make your contributions with pre-tax dollars. So once you receive your distribution payout at retirement, taxes must now come out because you didn't pay those taxes at the front end. So the OMER 401k, and the other, here's the benefit of the OMER 401k, unlike the traditional. With a traditional 401k, you receive distribution payout at retirement, and you only receive what you put in plus whatever company match was placed into that account, as well as whatever investment earnings you may have received from money that you invested. Under the OMER 401k, it's not only your money that goes into the repository. It's everybody else's money as well. So everybody's money goes into the same repository. And not only that, but companies will also make contributions into the OMER 401k plan. Now, what incentive would a corporation have to make a contribution into the OMER 401k plan. They make that contribution of 10% of their earnings in exchange for a corporate tax rate of 10%. So their total contribution as a corporation is 20%, much less than what they pay today in corporate taxes. So companies get a lower corporate tax rate, 20% total, dispersed in the amount of 10% corporate tax rate and 10% contribution into the OMER 401k plan. So that now, that repository has a truck load full of funds. Now you decide how much you get out based on the wholeness values that you embrace. Nobody decides that but you. Now, if you go to our website, www.themilkplan.org, you will see Discovering Your Wholeness Index Score. We've got a sample there. It's a sample practice assessment so that you can get a feel. Go out there and take that wholeness index assessment. See what your wholeness score is. And there's a sample that shows you what your weekly payout would likely be based on where you are now. Do you save money? Do you withdraw what you save each and every pay period? Do you exercise? Do you make right eating choices? What is your performance evaluation on your job? Is it above average or is it just average? If it's above average, you get rewarded because you're making the job and the company even stronger.
And I want to encourage our audience to go because I took the assessment and it is very revealing. And Kevin, as we're moving towards the last 5 to 10 minutes, there's one burning question that I'd like to just ask. For the single payer plan, the milk plan, how does it help a typical senior who takes early Social Security, maybe starting at 62 instead of 65, and has little or no pension?
That is a great question. And, you know, that is right in alignment with what we're talking about now. So let's just say a person decides they're going to do early retirement at 62. They want to go ahead and they want to start drawing their Social Security retirement, okay? So already they're going to get a lesser amount because they did not wait until 65. And I think there are plans, if it hasn't even kicked in, if it hasn't kicked in yet, it may be forthcoming to even raise that age above 60. Okay, but let's take the person, let's say they have little to no pension, so they don't have much there, if anything at all. So all they have is just their Social Security retirement that they received at age 62. Under our current system, they may have to have deductions coming out of that for Medicare Part B. If they get prescription drugs, they'll have to have deductions from that, not to mention that they only receive that check once per month. Now, under the milk plan single-payer model, they will still pay 6.25% toward Medicare. Now, why would they still pay toward Medicare? To shore up the Medicare Trust Fund, so that Medicare doesn't run empty. You say, but wait a minute, they've already contributed to that. They're going to continue to contribute to that, even though they won't be using it. Their deduction or their premium will be deducted from their OMER 401k that they will receive each week. Now we're shoring up the Medicare Trust Fund with seniors who won't even be using it. They are contributing into the fund, and they're not coming up short because they would have had to contribute that anyway. Where they will save is that they will no longer need Medicare Part A, C, nor D. And on top of that, they are getting weekly income because the premium for their health care under the milk plan is $77 a week, which will be deducted from their OMER 401k. We project that the average OMER check per participant will be on the magnitude of $308 per week. Now, you do that math. That's why it's not the OMER 401k plan is not a retirement strategy. It is an economic growth plan because it now enables our citizens to pay their own premiums without the aid of Medicaid subsidies, which increases the cost of entitlement. But in order to participate in the OMER 401k plan, you must voluntarily opt out of entitlements. Are you getting this? So now we lower the cost of entitlements because we have incentivized those who are receiving entitlements to voluntarily opt out in exchange for a better deal through the OMER 401k plan. And now we are not only lowering the cost, but in order for me to receive a higher weekly OMER check, I must do what? Adhere to wholeness values, which include what? Getting an annual checkup from a primary care physician, eating right, exercising, which does what? Improve my health anyway. So now I'm incentivized to make right choices, and because we've included younger, healthier, premium payers, we've lowered the cost overall. Excellent question, Felton. I hope that answered the listener's question.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. And Kevin and Mother McCants, this has been an extraordinary part two of a remarkable discussion. And as we come to the conclusion, we just want to mention that you can all, our listening audience can always hear the previous show and this show in its entirety by tuning in to thinkbigradio.com/KevinMcCants2, and then also Think Big Radio podcast on Apple or Android Play Stores. I just want to thank Mother McCants and Kevin McCants for joining us. And again, if you don't mind giving the listening audience your contact information before we conclude the show.
Okay. Mother McCants, if you would go ahead and go first, and then I'll close it out.
Thank you. My home number, area code 251-456-3988. Cell number, same area code, 251-709-1046. Email address, ggnjohn@bellsouth.net.
Thank you so much, okay. Mother McCants. And Kevin?
My contact number is area code 615-275-9173. My email address is klmcants, that's MCCANTS, @ themilkplan.org, themilkeplan.org.
Well, Kevin, Mother McCants, thank you so much for joining this series, The Quality of Life, Aging Gracefully, on thinkbigradio.com, and I want to thank our listening audience for joining. Again, thank you, thank you, thank you.
You are most welcome, and thank you for having us both.
All right. Thank you, and this certainly concludes our discussion, but you know that you can hear the shows in its entirety by what I've shared, and you can also go to our website. Again, thank you so much.
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.